Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. The Jews respond, part 1. Now you remember that the enemies of the Jews have risen up and ridiculed, mocked, despised the Jews, laughed at them, dismissed them for trying to rebuild the walls and so on, mocked them. Even a fox will knock it down and so on. Now how does Nehemiah, how do the Jews together, but let's say it's Nehemiah's words, how do they respond to this? Do they get on their high horse and take offense at these Jews, at these enemies, and start to fight back? Well, listen, it just bursts out. There's no explanation. The scriptures don't give us some explanation. Then they got together and prayed. No. This is what happens. Hear us, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. Now, of course, this is Old Covenant. I stress that. This is Old Covenant. This is in the line of Psalm 109 and other places, the imprecation psalms. And we have this attitude in the Old Covenant, the Jews versus the nations and so on. And we know in the New Covenant, you have heard it said, but I say to you, Christ said. So there is a strong contrast here between the two covenants. And that contrast must be maintained. Yes, but there are certain principles here which come over very strongly. I find this a very precious passage, a treasure indeed. And I hope I can convey that sense to you. What do I see here in this response from Nehemiah, the Jews' response? Well, I see no halfway compromise with the world. The world has attacked. Oh, they said the Jews. Now, well, we must meet halfway. We must try and work out some kind of formula. No. So simply stated, they turn to prayer. They don't turn to these enemies and start arguing with them. It's like the spirit of Psalm 38, verses 13 to 15. I'm like a deaf man, O Lord. Answer for me. Lord, I can't answer these people. You answer for me. And this is the answer. This is the response that they give to these enemies of the Jewish system. I'm using the word like automatic or natural or instinctive. I put them in inverted commas, as it were. What do I mean? It's not natural. It's spiritual. It's not automatic. It's spiritual. But it seems to be instinctive with them. And I see this in the New Testament too, Acts chapter 4, verses 23 to 30. The apostles have been attacked by the bigwigs. They've been slammed down. Don't preach like this. Stop doing this. What do? They go back to their own number and they say, let's have a prayer meeting. Well, they certainly do have one. Whether they said it quite like that, I don't know. But how do they pray? Lord, we're very sorry about all this. Please help it to get better for it. No. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give us boldness. Lord, give us courage. Don't let us fail. And that's the spirit here. Hear these people, O God. They're despising you. They're despising your people. They're despising your cause. Come and deal with them. Okay, Old Covenant. But Paul wanted the same, you know, in the gospel sense. He said to the Ephesians, pray for me. And he said it again, pray for me. You'll find this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Pray for me. Pray that I'll be delivered from these nasty men. Pray that they won't hurt me. No. What does he say? Pray that when I open my mouth, I may speak boldly. I may speak fearlessly. It's God's cause. You'll find this in Psalm 74, verses 18 to 23. This is the cause of God. And they're not there cringing in fear, trying to keep quiet, not to offend. None of that nonsense. They know they have to confront. They know the people won't like them building the walls and the gates. Do you know, Unbelievers don't like the gospel. They hate God and the gospel. They think it's foolish. They won't have it. They despise it. They despise the preaching of the gospel. Oh, I know today we've found ways of fudging all over. No, my friend, there's a tremendous contrast and conflict between Satan and Christ. There's a division in the world, and the gospel exposes that division. We need this confidence in God that these Jews have. Lord, help us. Lord, arise and scatter our enemies. Let God arise and scatter his enemies. I think that's Psalm 68. And so it is here, not cringing fear, not keeping quiet, but taking the battle out to the world. Look at the imperatives here. Hear us, O God. Turn their insults. Do not cover up their guilt. And so on. Arguing with God, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. And of course, it's your work, Lord. It's your temple. It's your city. It's your gates. They're blunt in their imperatives. They're crying out to God. They're not taking it lying down. You see, the enemies of the saints, old and new covenant, let's come into the new covenant. The enemies of the saints are the enemies of God. If you resist the saints, if you resist the ecclesia, resist the gospel, you're resisting God. If you reject Christ, if you reject the gospel, you're rejecting God himself. You're ridiculing God. And God is a God of judgment. Now, Paul confronted, John the Baptist confronted, Christ confronted, the prophets confronted. The gospel is a confronting ministry and a confronting message. And we must speak out and stand up and speak out. We must confront, we must challenge with the gospel. We must engage with the world. We do it by prayer here. This is the first response. Lord, use us. Lord, help us. May we not fail in our generation. May we not hold back the gospel. May we not compromise the gospel. May we not adulterate the gospel to appeal to the unbelievers. May we do what we can to exalt Christ, convincing and convicting sinners, and seeing them converted to Jesus. Now, that's what I see here. Hear us, O our God. Help us. Allowing for the change of covenant, may we have the same spirit. As Paul said to the Ephesians, pray for me, that I will not fail, that I'll not buckle, but I will be bold. I will, with courage, preach as fearlessly as I should preach. May we live and preach and carry out our business as believers and in the ecclesia and the church, all to the glory of God. Let men say and do what they will. May God arise and scatter his enemies, convincing and convicting and converting many of them, for Christ's sake. Amen.